A survey report released today by the UN Environment Programme shows that many paints sold in Ghana for household use contain the toxic metal lead and would therefore not be allowed for sale in the European Union, United States or other highly industrial countries. The survey conducted by Ecological Restorations, an Accra-based international NGO, said exposure to even small amounts of lead can reduce a child's intelligence and school performance and can also cause behavioral problems. Addressing a news conference in Accra to announce the survey results, the Executive Director of Ecological Restorations, Emmanuel Ojam Akumate, said WHO figures show that childhood lead exposure contributes to about 600,000 new cases of intellectual disabilities. For the details, here is Justice Mingle's report.
In conducting the survey, Ecological Restoration purchased 18 cans of new enamel decorative paints from retail shops in Ghana and tested for their total lead content. All 18 paints from 8 brands were analyzed for their lead content. 6 of the paints sampled had high concentration of lead greater than the required level. Mr. Ojam Akumate is the Executive Director of Ecological Restorations.
A yellow and white contained less than 5 ppm lead. 2 of the 3 paint samples from the Shield brand contained less than 90 ppm, and the third slightly exceeded this with 140. Each of the 4 other brands for which multiple samples were tested had one or more paint samples that exceeded 600 ppm lead. The paint samples with the highest lead levels came from 2 of the 8 brands that were tested. That's Lelac, manufactured by the Ghanaian company BBC Industrial School Limited, and Azar, manufactured by the Ghanaian company Azar Chemicals Limited. The paint sample with the greatest lead content, a yellow Lelac paint, had 42,000 ppm lead. A yellow paint was the only sample collected from the Deluxe brand paint. This sample contained less than 5 ppm lead. Deluxe paints have been analyzed in many other countries and have generally very low lead concentrations, often beneath the level of detection.
Mr. Ojam Akumate said lead in household paints has been regulated in most highly industrial countries for more than 40 years. He said there is currently no law or regulation that controls or limits the lead content of paints used for household decoration in Ghana.
There is currently no law or regulation that controls or limits the lead content of paints used for household decoration in Ghana. It appears that the lead content of many of the decorative paints sold and used in Ghana are sufficiently high to contribute to significant national levels of childhood lead exposure. However, brands of paints without added lead are available, indicating that there is no competitive barrier.
Lead in paint is a problem because painted surfaces deteriorate with time and when disturbed. If there is lead in the paint, the lead then contaminates household dust and soil surrounding the home. Children ingest lead from dust and soils during normal hand-to-mouth behavior.
You heard Justice Mingle's report.